Welcome to the radio ministry of Albertville First Baptist Church. We invite you to join us each Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on 105.1 WQSB. For more information about the ministries of First Baptist Church or to listen to previously recorded messages, please visit albertvillefbc.church. If you do not have a church home, please join us for worship this Sunday at 8:30 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. We hope you are blessed by today's broadcast.
Psalm 8 says, "How excellent is the name of the Lord." And so we will sing about that excellence this morning. We lift up praise to who He is. Under heaven, given to men by which we must be saved. At the mention of your name, storms cease. At the mention of your name, mountains must move. At the mention of the name of Jesus, demons tremble and sickness flees. For there is coming a day when every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of all.
Amen. We're just getting started, people. Praise the Lord. How excellent is his name. There are six themes that we will celebrate today through communion. Proclaim, fellowship, remember, examine, thanksgiving, and hope. And we invite you today to discover these six words as we celebrate communion in a few moments. We pray that the scripture will speak to you. We pray that the music will speak to you. And we pray that your heart and your mind will be lifted up to the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 says this, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Friends, he's coming again. Amen. We proclaim it today. John 6 says this, Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." In John 6, Jesus proclaims that he is the bread of life. He proclaims that he is life, and he proclaims that we are to believe in him. He is our Redeemer King. So let's sing together, "Come Thou Fount, Come Thou King." Stand together, sing it with us.
Sing this out, church. "Come Thou Fount. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, song for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. The mountain fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love.
And I was lost.
With me, and I'll never be alone.
See, come up. Church, come thou fount, and come thou King. Yes, come thou fount, come thou King. Come thou precious Prince of Peace. Here bright to we see. Come thou fount of our blessing.
Sing that second verse again. I was lost in utter darkness. Sing that out.
And I was lost in utter darkness till you came and rescued me. I was bound by all my sin when your love came and set me free.
Now my song.
Now my soul can't sing a new song. Now my heart has found a home. Now your grace is always with me, and I'll never be alone.
Amen. You may be seated this morning.
Fellowship. We read in Matthew 26, when it was evening, he reclined at the table with the 12. And as they were eating, he said, truly I say to you, one of you will betray me. They were very sorrowful and began to say to him one after another, is it I, Lord? This intimate scene in Matthew of Jesus reclining at the table with his disciples is a picture. It's a picture of the theme of fellowship at the Lord's table. I think when we read this story, we only think of Judas. We think of the only sinner at the table. But Judas was not the only sinner at that table. Every man other than Jesus was a sinner at that table. And it's through Jesus that they enjoyed fellowship. And it's through Jesus we enjoy fellowship with God. Through the grace Jesus provides. If you've never experienced His grace, you can do so today. We call out to Him and we receive that free gift of salvation. Ellie Gray Nelson has done just that. And today she will proudly proclaim Jesus as her Lord through her baptism. If you'll turn your attention, please.
It is an honor and privilege on this Communion Sunday to celebrate baptism. The Nelson family has been an integral part of this church for many years, and we're thankful for them. We're thankful for Matt and Jenna and their testimony to their children, how they live that out, how they share truth with them. And Ellie Gray has been really, God's been at work in her heart now for a while. And she has been ready, and it's been so exciting to see all this come to fruition that she's given her life to Jesus. She's received His amazing grace. And so now she comes on this Communion Sunday to proclaim that what He did for her was enough, and that He brought her new life and salvation. That today she gets to celebrate communion for the first time as a follower of Jesus. What an amazing thing. We honor that and celebrate that. So you guys come. So as Ellie Gray comes, come right on down here. She and her father, Matt, are going to come. Step right up there. Got it? Ellie Gray, this is awesome. And it's great to have you up here. I know you've got some family here excited to see you and celebrate this with you. This is a day you'll never forget. And I'm thankful that we get to be a part of it. And I'm thankful that your father has taught you the ways of Jesus and that he gets to help with this baptism now too. So Ellie Gray, who is your Lord and Savior?
Jesus.
Amen. Well, it is our privilege to baptize you as our sister in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay. Amen. Listen, friends, that is a picture of the grace of God. Amen?
Amen.
If you're watching online, or if you're in the room, or if you've just listened on the radio and trying to describe what just happened, can I say to you that this water, it's just good old mud water that we've warmed up. And the reality is it's not holy or spiritual in any sense, anything other than what it is. It's a decision that was made, and this is a symbol of what happens for us. We are dead to our old ways, raised to new life in Christ. It's a symbol of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. So if you're here today and you've never given your life to Jesus, please hear me say, these baptism waters are not what will save you. It is the grace of Jesus. And he does not say, let me watch how you live for a while before I decide. No, listen, you were dead in your sins and he chose you. And so we're thankful for that. We're thankful for his grace. If you're thankful for his amazing grace, would you sing this beautiful hymn with us together now? Amazing grace. You lift it up in praise.
Sing that together, church. Amazing grace.
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to feel, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there, when we've been there, 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. We know that stays, we know that stays to see.
Turn your attention again to 1 Corinthians 11. Here's what it says. For I received from the Lord what was also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. We see in Scripture that remembrance is commanded. You know why? Because God knew we tend to forget. We see in Psalm 77, the writer says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. Over the next few moments, maybe during the next song, will you take a few moments to remember the things that God did throughout Scripture? Take a few moments. Remember the powerful way God has brought new life to you. It was through the blood of Jesus that he brought new life to you and me, and there's still power in the blood.
The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on. strength from day to day. It will never lose its power.
Church, stand and sing that with us. It soothes my doubt. Come on.
It soothes my doubt and calms my fear, and it drives all my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power.
Time it reaches to the high. Come on, lift up, Lord, mountain,
and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day.
Seated, if you will. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself, and if so, eat of the bread and the drink of the cup. For anyone who eats or drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. And the understanding of what that language means and what it's saying is this, is that we want to come to the Lord with the right heart as we celebrate his death and his resurrection. We come with the right understanding in our minds. And so we're reminded that we should stop and examine our own lives. And so I want to invite you to take just a moment to stop and pray and to join me in prayer. So if you would just to bow your heads and close your eyes, just a little privacy. And I want you to think for just a moment, is there anyone that you're struggling with bitterness towards or anger? And if so, take time right now just to ask the Lord to give you the grace to work through that. If there's some situation that has brought bitterness or resentment in your heart or mind, or maybe some blessing that's brought some pride, would you just take a moment to ask the Lord to help you with that through his grace? He does, and he will. Take just a moment to stop and reflect on any area of your life. Maybe it's a habit, maybe it's a sin pattern, I don't know. But would you take a moment and make sure you come before him with the right heart and mind as we prepare to take the bread and prepare to take the cup? Because we want this to be a holy moment where we honor the true Savior who brought us grace and mercy and new life. Father God, my prayer is that I would come before you clean at this moment. Lord, I've just prayed for something that I can't do on my own. I'll never be good enough on my own. But you've provided your amazing grace through the power of your blood, time and time again for me. So why in the world would I hold someone else to some standard that they cannot attain? God, may I show grace to others. May I show love to others. May that be our call. May we be known as a faith family that extends the hand of grace instead of the hand of judgment. May we be known as a faith family that extends a hand upward to receive your grace instead of your judgment. And may we seek to live that open-handedly and make a difference in others' lives around us. But Father, I can't do that for each person in the room. So my prayer is that right now, each and every individual would take a moment to stop and repent, to stop and to commune with you as we take now the bread and the cup. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Let's have a meal. Let me reveal who I am. I'm your Savior. I will kneel down and wash all the sin from your soul. I'm your servant. I am all you need. I'm the lamb that was slain, and my blood washes you clean. I'm the pure sacrifice. Let my life give you life. I'm the Lamb.
The scripture tells us that Jesus took the bread and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples. He is the bread of life. We take the bread now and eat in remembrance of him. And he gave it to his disciples and said, "This is my blood shed for you. Drink in remembrance of me."
We cry worthy is the Lamb.
just lift your voice with no music together. We cry worthy. We cry worthy. We cry worthy is the Lamb of God. We cry worthy. We cry worthy. We cry worthy is the...
Just close your eyes and praise Him. We cry worthy.
We cry worthy. We cry worthy. We cry.
God, you are worthy. Jesus, the Lamb, is worthy. He was the Lamb who was slain. We celebrate the fact that He gave His blood, He gave His body for us. We find grace because of Jesus. We find new life because of Jesus. We find mercy because of Jesus, and we are thankful. Oh God, speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Be seated. In Matthew 26, it says, "Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, He broke it. He gave it to the disciples, and He said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And He took a cup, and when He had given thanks..." Jesus took time before He distributed the elements to be thankful. And so that's what we are here to do today, to be thankful. But our thanksgiving... His was in advance, knowing what was to come. And our thanksgiving is in retrospect, knowing what He did for us. Think back to the day you gave your life to Jesus. If you can remember that day, you went from dead to alive. You went from no hope to hope. You went from needing God's mercy to walking not just by the skin of your teeth, but in abundant living in the name of Jesus. That's what He promises us. And so, friends, I want to encourage you to stop and be thankful for just a moment. But our thanksgiving is based upon the completed work of God. We have been made whole by His blood. So let's take time to thank Him for that blood applied in our lives. Aren't you thankful?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Be seated if you can. We find hope through the blood. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26, it says, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Who knows he's coming again? And listen, the first time he came at the end of his life on this earth, he was beaten, his beard was pulled, a crown of thorns was placed on his head, he was whipped, he went to the cross and was crucified. His blood was spilled to give salvation to us, but he went to the cross and through pain for you and for me. But if you have read the end of the story, you know that our Lamb of God that we've sung about, our Savior King, he will not return as one who will be crucified again. He will never be beaten again. In fact, the scripture says that he will return dressed in white, riding a white horse, and the armies of heaven will be behind him. Now, I fully believe, from my understanding of scripture, that those of us who have gone on to be with the Lord, and if the rapture comes before this last thing takes place, understand that's us. We will be dressed in white with him. And I've said this before, but I'll say it again. You are pretty confident in yourself if you go pick a fight dressed in white. And Jesus is coming to take on the enemy dressed in white because he knows not a blemish will be upon him. The scripture says that on his thighs is written King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is our Savior, Messiah, King. So with great hope, we celebrate that Jesus is the answer for our hope. Amen. Your hope will not be found in the Republican Party or the Democrat Party. Your hope will not be found in a presidential candidate. Your hope will not be found in a strong economy, though we all want one. Your hope will not be found in the fact that everyone at your house follows the rules the way you want them to. Your hope will not be found in whether that certain friend stays or walks away. Your hope will not be found in your job. Truly, in life, all those things are wonderful and matter, but what matters most is have you walked from death to life because of King Jesus. And so Jesus is our hope. Our hope is found in him. Listen, I don't know what problem you come with today, but Jesus is your hope. You may be dealing with some major issues in your life, and you may think, listen, I'm here, but listen, I don't know if the church is for me. You may think the walls might fall down for you being here today. You may be listening online thinking, I don't know about this. I'm just checking it out, but I might consider going someday. You may be listening on the radio looking for George Strait on the country station right now, and you found Joyce Meyer's voice instead. I'm not Joyce Meyer, if you're listening. You find us instead. Can I say to you, Jesus is your hope. He's your hope. And so our goal today through communion is to honor and remember him, but to point us forward with great expectation to a day to come. Because Jesus said he will not drink the cup again until he drinks it anew in the kingdom of God. There is a day coming when we will have what we call the marriage supper of the Lamb. And I talked about this in the earlier service. I have done, I think, hundreds of weddings at this point in ministry. And I mean this. I don't mean it as a joke. I mean it with all my heart. Of all the weddings I've ever done, I've never seen an ugly bride. It is a beautiful thing. And what happens is, not very few weddings happen anymore in the church, but the ones that still do, when they start the music and the mother stands and everyone stands, they all turn and face the bride. And as the bride makes her way around that corner right there and starts down this way, it is a beautiful sight to behold. It is beauty. But while everyone else is looking at the bride, I take a quick peek, and then I have learned a new habit. I stop and I look at the groom because while everyone's looking that way, I want to see his face. I said this in the early service. Is Cody here? Is he in the room? He's doing security. Okay. So, some grooms cry. Cody Abbott, I've never seen anybody cry as much at his wedding as him. I told him he had to stop or I was going to have secondhand crying and wouldn't be able to finish. It was beautiful. He loved his bride. It was so great. Some cry. Some are in awe and just can't hardly speak. Others, the smile is just incredible. It is just a glorious thing to watch that groom as the bride makes her way down the aisle. Well, friends, if I understand scripture, the way I understand scripture, it's the opposite. That is not going to be the groom waiting for us.
It will be us waiting for the groom. And oh, to think about the day when King Jesus will return for his bride. To think about the day that you and I will be with him for all eternity. It will not be about sickness or pain or sin or struggles. It won't be about moral issues or listen, it's going to be about you and Jesus and the grace of God. And so we're thankful for that. Listen, there are people driving by right now who need the hope of Jesus. There are people who live near you who need the hope of Jesus. There are people in your home who need the hope of Jesus. There are people you work with who need the hope of Jesus. So we end today by speaking the name of Jesus to them. And we encourage you to live your life in a way that you speak the name of Jesus, that you represent him in all things that we do. May we be encouraged today that as thankful as we want to be for what he's done for us, let's speak that name for our families. Let's speak that name for those around us. Let's speak that name for those on Sand Mountain. And let's provide the hope of Jesus.
Jesus, over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life.
want to speak.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Do you have a family member that needs Jesus? Do you have a friend that needs Jesus? Sand Mountain needs Jesus. So would you speak the name of Jesus? Would you shout the name of Jesus with us? Lift up your praise to him. Shout it. Let's shout his name together.
Shout Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Shout Jesus, sing it with us.
Shout Jesus from the mountain, Jesus in the street.
Together the day we expect it's coming. When we come on, lift it up.
Been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. We know.
God, we are thankful for your amazing grace. Jesus, we are thankful for your sacrifice for us. We are thankful for the blood and the body that was broken for us. We are thankful that you are the bread of life. And not only did you give us new life, you are our sustainer of life every day. And so, Father, we have tried our best to lift up your name and who you are through music and through the word of God today. My prayer is that every person in this room would leave in a few moments with your word in our heart and a song on our lips, that we'll leave here today with thanksgiving, heading into this week of gratitude and the special day that we have as a nation set aside for Thanksgiving on Thursday. Lord, as we head into this, Father, my prayer is that we could be thankful for your blood applied. We could be thankful for your hope in our lives. That you are the God of the mountains, and that's you're the God of Sand Mountain too. God, thank you for what you're doing here among us. Thank you for what you're doing in our hearts. Thank you for what you want to do in the lives of those yet to come and those who do not know you. Father, we pray for our missionaries far and wide. Use them to be a light, an example, and be the bridge for the gospel to people who do not know you. Father, we pray for our sister churches in our city. Use them in power today to bring about truth and the gospel of grace to others around us. Father, we pray for those in this faith family that were here earlier and are here now. God, when we leave here in the next 5 minutes or so, my prayer is that we would leave here seeking to honor you and to speak your name with our lives. We pray this in the holy name of Jesus. Amen.
You've been listening to the radio ministry of Albertville's First Baptist Church. For more information, please call 256-878-2291 or visit www.albertvillefbc.org. We hope you will join us next Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on 105.1 WQSB.